When my mental illness shows up, I don't give a fuck about anything. Anything. And oftentimes, work will show up, responsibilities will show up, people will show up with their emotions about things, and I respond with, I don't care. Maybe not out loud. I'm not rude, okay? Calm the fuck down. But in my head, that's the voice that's going on. I'm like, ugh, like, I don't care right now. But honestly, what's going on is I can't care. I'm unable to care. I don't have the energy to care. But I wish that I did, right? The truth is that I do care. I care deeply about most things, especially other people's emotions, especially, you know, my responsibilities and showing up as the best version of myself for all the things that are essentially my obligations and responsibilities in life. I care deeply about those things. But in those moments where, you know, I'm having a lapse in my mental health, it feels like I don't, but that's not the truth. So using I don't care in my mind or out loud, let's say it's really bad and I am rude as fuck, and saying I don't care, because I think, you know, if I'm honest, if I'm really, really honest, there is some times where I said that shit out loud, but that wasn't true. So if we're being authentic, if we're being real, if we're being true with ourselves along our journeys, then we can admit that that wasn't true. And what's true is that I couldn't care. I literally was unable. So what do we do in these moments?
Hi, I'm Rachel, owner of I Am Raquel, and this is my podcast, From Rock Bottom to Badass. This podcast is a place to discuss all the things that go into a complete rebirth. It's about the journey of making over yourself and making over your life. It's about stepping onto a path of going from wherever you're at to the best life possible. Here, we will discuss solutions to all the things that help people rise from the ashes like a phoenix. From the normal everyday life stuff to the super spiritual woo-woo world of metaphysics, you will always be enlightened and entertained.
When mental illness shows up like that for me, I like to remind myself of the truth. So we kind of touched on that already, right? But I have that conversation with myself in my mind, and I go, well, you know, Rachel, that's not the truth. You do care. So now the job, you know, like your solution isn't to, you know, find a way to care, because you do. It just doesn't feel like it right now. It's to figure out what you need to do to come back into your true self, where you can feel like the person who cares. And then maybe the truth is that you need to find motivation, right? Or seek more joy. Maybe you don't care because you're detached from your feeling self. Derealization, depersonalization, desensitization, right? If you're somebody who struggles with trauma, you may get desensitized commonly. So, you know, what do I need to do to get back into my feeling self? And so there's lots of different solutions depending on what your issue is, right? So we'll have to dive into each of those a little bit more specifically, but figure out your real problem. What is disconnecting you from your ability to feel like you care right now? Figure out your real problem. Have that conversation with yourself. where you're stating things correctly. And you'll have to forgive me because I have my retainer in. I do that Smile Direct Club. I've got my retainer in, so it might sound funny. But yeah, you have to figure out what your real problem is. Figure out what your real problem is. If you're lying to yourself, first of all, and saying that you don't care about the things in your life that are important to you, then you'll never find your real problem. And then you're going to think that you're an asshole. So you're going to be also having some unconscious self-dialogue that is shameful, which is actually going to make you worse. Going to discuss some things with yourself, like, oh, you're a piece of shit. Like, I can't believe you don't care about these things that you should care about and whatever, right? Like, those are some shameful self-talk situations that can go on inside of our minds. And then that just brings you down into a lower vibration, and you're not going to be able to climb up out of that lapse in your mental health as easily. And I guess I'm speaking kind of more specifically for like a depression situation, but it happens with all kinds of things. You know, if I was lying to myself and saying I don't care about, things that are considered to be fun in life, because when I show up for the things that are fun in life, it's difficult for me to experience the pleasurable feelings that are associated with it because I'm disassociated from myself because of a traumatic experience, then, you know, the truth is that I do care about fun and joy and pleasure, but that I'm unable to feel it, right? So see how we can use that same kind of that process in different scenarios with mental illness. So now that you have found your real solution, what you're going to do is find a way to take those actions. Now, I know that it can be really super difficult to muster up the energy and the motivation and, the capability to do the things sometimes that we need to do. But I like to do, okay, so I do a thing called WRAP. It's WRAP, WRAP. Not like Wicca 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 Eminem rap, but so WRAP stands for Wellness Recovery Action Plan, and a Wellness Recovery Action Plan is a document that you kind of like fill out, and there's an app on it, and there's like workbooks and groups, and I'm actually trained to like but like to host like groups that are WRAP or whatever. But what it is, it's a document and you fill it out, and it helps you to discover and record all of the tools and things that you need to kind of get better during or before, during, and after an episode or a lapse. Okay, so one of the things that's in there is like a toolkit. It's like a toolbox or whatever, and it's your wellness toolkit. So your wellness toolkit is a bunch of stuff. It's a list of all the things that help you. And I know it might feel silly to like just sit and write down all of the things that help you, because you're like, well, I fucking know what helps me because they're the things that help me. But it really is so helpful to sit and write them all down, because A, you like will discover a bunch of things that you might not have even thought of in the moments that you're having a bad time. And B, because when you're in those moments where it's difficult to think of things that are positive because you are in a state of being unwell, you have that piece of paper that you can go back to and see it. And so what you do is you write that document while you are in a state of wellness, and that way you can be in the mindset that is solution focused. You can be in the mindset of joyfulness. You can be in the mindset of wellness while you're creating the document. And that way you'll be much more thorough. You'll be much more open-minded to all the things that do really help. And I have used that. So I did it not even for like helpful reasons. Like for me, I did it as a training. Okay, so I was like already really in a good place in my life and went to a training for RAP so that I could have that knowledge to help other people better. And it ended up helping me so much that it just it's things that I just naturally do now. And I will actually see in my mind my toolkit and my, you know, things like that that I've made when those moments arise. And so I've just used it over and over and over again to create and maintain wellness in my life. So I recommend that even if you never look up RAP or make like a whole entire RAP thing, do that one exercise. Sit down when you're in a good place and make a wellness toolkit where you can go back to it time and time again. And especially like in those times when you're feeling really bad, you'll have a little bit of hope and a little bit of a reminder of what kind of things you're capable of doing in a state of wellness. And then you move on to the next part. So then you just gotta do all the things. So do the things that make you feel better. Do the things that will pull you out of that state. And I have my bare minimum. So I like to have 3 actions. And I think I may have got this from RAP too. But aside from having like a big list of things that are all really, really good things for you to do, I have 3 actions because it's hard to remember all of those things. And eventually you want to become like less dependent on like coping skills, like turning to a RAP. And you want to just be able to kind of intuitively and instinctively know what to do in the moments when you feel bad. So I take 3 main things that are my bare minimum requirements for life to feel like a normal, decent human being, okay? And so what mine are is the basics. Go to the basics. I eat, sleep, and shower. And then take your medicine. Like, if medicine is part of your regimen, like, take your fucking medicine, of course. But food, sleep, shower. And then after that, I have, like, a few more extensive things. Like, cleaning the house is really, really important for my mental health. Connecting with friends and family that love me unconditionally is really, really important for my mental health. Doing something that makes me feel productive is really important for my mental health. So, like, you know, you start with your most basic requirements for feeling good, and then you move on to the next kind of tier of your regimen. And so it is good to categorize those things because at times, especially if you struggle with like ADHD, ADD sort of thinking, it's hard to, in those moments when that's part of your lapse or your episode, then it's hard to focus in on what's the most important thing to do right in this moment. So to have it written out, to have it categorized to where you know exactly what thing is the most important thing to do in the moment is really, really helpful. Additionally, you gotta make it habitual. Make it habitual, religious, instinctive, natural to do your bare minimum stuff. Make it natural. Do your bare minimums every single day without fail for 30 days. because then it will create a habit. It'll create new neural pathways in your mind that says, that it just triggers you to do it every single day, right? Let's not get into, you know, neuroscience today, but that's a whole nother fucking podcast episode. But do it every day for 30 days. Trust me, do it every day for 30 days and you will create a habit. And you will just instinctively do those things every day. So what that's going to do is prevent, it's going to help prevent you from going back to those places where you feel really, really unwell. Additionally, what you want to do is do those things in the moment, right? Yeah, do those things in the moment where you feel bad, because that's your new bare minimum, right? So what you're doing is creating a new bottom level for yourself, not meaning that you'll never fall short or that your mental illness won't, you know, overtake you sometimes, but what it is your new bare bottom requirements for wellness. So you'll know now when you are, I guess, falling short. You'll know when you're not meeting your bare minimum. And so that's what I do in my moments. I just go, okay, well, I need to at least do my bare minimum requirements for life, because obviously I'm really, really unwell if I'm not doing even these things. And then what I realize is that after I do those things, I now care. I can feel again. I can care again. And essentially what it all comes back to is self-love. And so sometimes we just need to stop and fill ourselves up with a little bit of care and love, energy from ourselves to ourselves. Why it's so important is because having a sense of self-worth is just ultimately the core underlying issue for me, and so many other people that I've met along my journey as peers on this walk in life and as clients in a professional setting. I've just found that so many people have that same underlying issue, that it is difficult to love themselves. And I think mental illness makes it even harder to love ourselves, because there's maybe like a whole lot of stigma around it, and you do so many things that make you feel like that you're a bad person, when essentially like you're not. You just have mental illness, and it like prevents you and like keeps you from being able to show up as your best self a lot, or this version of yourself that you would want to show up as. So like I said earlier, you know, you start to shame yourself in your mind, saying like, oh, I'm a shitty person or whatever, like because I didn't do that thing, or because I don't care about those things that I should care about, when ultimately it's not that, right? It's not that you can't, or not that, excuse me, it's not that you don't care, it's that you can't care. And that if you are in a state of wellness, then you would care. You would care if you would. You would show up as your best self if you would. I believe that is 100% without a doubt true about every single person on the planet, that if you could show up as a better version of yourself, if you could handle life at the ultimate capacity, like, then you would. You would be living your best life if you felt capable. You would, you know, be helping other people. If you could, you could, right? All of these things. So we have to stop beating ourselves up, and in those moments where it's not our fault, right? But it is our responsibility. It might not be our fault, but it is our responsibility. So let's remember that too, that the times that we are unwell, if you have a mental illness, it's not your fault that you have mental illness, but it is your responsibility to learn how to care for yourself appropriately so that the times when you are well, that you don't feel like shit about yourself from the times that you were feeling bad, and so that when you're capable of showing up as your best self, that you're able, and that you're not just beating yourself into the ground the entire time that you could be thriving. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of how it goes, right? When you have a mental illness, there's some times where you just can't thrive, and then there's some other times where you can. But if you have so much shame going on in the times where you could be feeling good, then you're still not going to go after all your dreams. You're still not going to, you know, be thriving in life. You're still just going to be getting by. And I feel like my job and purpose in life is to not just teach you guys how to just get by, but to teach you guys how to thrive in life despite ailments, despite addictions, despite illness, right? So let me just leave you with this. You are capable. You're responsible. You're worthy as fuck, no matter what mental illness you might have, or addiction you might have, or problem you might have, or trauma you might have, or whatever. Your soul is a perfect, gorgeous, magnificent, magical, beautiful soul that is just as equal and just as worthy as every other soul on this planet. And just because you are in a body that has a brain that is mentally ill doesn't mean that you're less than anybody else on the planet. And you are capable of doing all the things that you want to do in your life. You just have to learn how to navigate around it. You have to create new bare minimums. You have to learn some new skills. You have to do some fucking work. You have to create some new habits. You have to do a lot of stuff, right? But you're also worth, like, putting in that effort and that work for yourself. So, yeah. Well, I love you guys so much. I am really, really glad that you're here listening. I'm glad if you made it to this segment right here, you're a fucking rock star. I can't even believe that you did that. You're a fucking champion. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more. If you like this stuff and you want to see more from me, I would love that. So follow me on all the stuff. I am Raquel on everything. That's IamRockL. I'm on, I think, every social media that exists in the world. So you can follow me everywhere. I dish out free, helpful content all over the place, religiously, every day. And you can also check out www.iamrockhill.com. I worked really hard to make my website pretty, so please check that out. And from there, you can go to I Am Raquel Academy. I Am Raquel Academy supports this show. What it is my online school. That's right, I got my own online school. So it's a coaching school, so you can do self-coaching work by purchasing online courses made by yours truly. And it, what it does is when you purchase courses from me at iamraquel.com, you support this show. It enables me to continue to make free, helpful content for people all over the world. So definitely check that out. And hang out for a sponsored segment. All of the info that you need should be in the show notes. And I will see you guys later. Mwah, bye.